Well, hello there. Welcome to our unbirthday party. For your safety, please be sure to stay listening with your hands, arms, feet, and ears inside the podcast. And please, do give Peg and Teresa easier trivia questions. Well, it seems DL Weekly is about to begin. Have a most wonderful time. Perhaps tea time.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concy Ears, and welcome to the D180. While Teg and Teresa cover all things Disneyland, in the D180, we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe, and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We start our journey in Walt Disney World, and spoiler alert, we end there also. There's just so much going on. I'm not sure I can contain myself to 3 minutes either, so I guess hold on tight, everybody. We'll start out with a bit of long-term planning. If you ever wanted to visit Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, now is the time to think about your vacation plans. Tickets went on sale April 27th for folks with a current Walt Disney World Resort stay planned. If you don't have a trip on the books yet, get ready for ticket sales on May 2nd. And by Disney Resort, I mean the main resorts that are officially run by Disney, but also a few others. If you stay at the Swan or Dolphin Resorts or Disney's Shades of Green Resort, you can also access early tickets. I understand that one of those names might sound unfamiliar. Shades of Green began its life as the Golf Resort and then became the Disney Inn. It rests a short distance away from the Polynesian off of the monorail loop. In 1996, the U.S. military purchased the resort, and ever since it's been operated as an Armed Forces Recreation Center. The resort is kind of mysterious because most people don't know about it, but the general public can go there for dinner. It's just that you can't book a room there. Only the U.S. military can. Kind of cool, right? Dates for the Halloween event at the Magic Kingdom start in August and run through November 1st. Spooky season lasts quite a while in the Florida resorts, so you have plenty of chances to join in the fun. Now for something a bit closer in time, like now era. The Star Wars events kick off at the parks starting May 1st. For the entire month of May, Star Warsy, and yes, that is a real word, look it up, Star Warsy treats abound around the resorts, but mostly at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is home to Galaxy's Edge, so this makes sense. At several locations, you will find the new Acid Spitter Orb Sipper, an homage to an obscure reference in the Tales from Galaxy's Edge VR game. There are plenty more treats around, though. The most exciting bites are returning favorites. Docking Bay 7 returns to its Oi Oi Puffs, which are raspberry cream puffs with passion fruit mousse. They're a cool purple color, and I would love to sink my teeth into that sugary goodness. Even more toothsome is the much-anticipated return of the Wookiee Cookie. This treat harkens back to the days of the Star Wars weekends when Galaxy's Edge was just a twinkle in our eyes. Two giant oatmeal cookies stuffed with vanilla cream and topped with Chewie's signature bandolier made of chocolate. I think the only improvement would be ice cream, but I don't know. What do I know? Sticking with that theme, now even more people can enjoy up to 30% off of their voyage on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. First, Disney Vacation Club owners got access, and then Walt Disney World annual pass holders. Now, Disney Visa card holders, which are a much larger group, will receive 30% off of their voyages. Not every voyage is eligible, but dates begin May 1st and run all the way through September 16th. Is there any non-Star Wars news? Sure, I guess. I know what you've been thinking. When will Disney 100 reach the Walt Disney World Resort? The answer is soon. Much of the celebration will take place at Epcot, featuring Mickey, Minnie, and their friends in their purple and platinum best. The popular light shows on Spaceship Earth, started for the Walt Disney World 50th and Epcot 40th celebrations, will continue with the Disney 100 themes. And that's 180 seconds. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you'd like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both DL Weekly and us, their official travel planners, Concy Ears. We look forward to planning something special for you and yours. I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Well, hello, Weekly Tears. We are coming to you from Buena Vista Street. We are pretty excited. We're sitting here right across from my favorite place, the Animation Academy.
We just drew Grogu.
We did. So we are coming to, it is Tuesday, May 2nd, and it is our second day in the parks.
Man, yesterday was interesting because Teresa throughout the day was saying, it's only our first day because we've gone through so much stuff already.
It does. It feels like we've been here like a week already because we've gotten so many things done. We've been having such a fun time.
Yes.
And we want to give a special shout out to all of our listeners and especially all of our supporters on Patreon. Because of all of your love, generosity, and support, we are here. We are recording on brand new microphones that we were able to get with your support. So we appreciate you all so, so very much. This is amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we had our meetup on Sunday.
Yes.
Kind of going out of order here a little bit, but we had our meetup and met a bunch of new of you. A lot of times when we've done these meetups, there's been a lot of the same people over the last couple of years, which is wonderful. But it was cool because we had some new faces this time.
Which is always fun.
Yeah. We love meeting new people. We met our youngest listener who's been listening since they were born.
Yes, we did.
So super cool there. We enjoyed the Earl of Sandwich, which was a great venue as always meetups.
It was. The only kind of weird thing was we had to, the birds apparently really enjoyed the tree that's there. So if you go to Earl of Sandwich, just be careful where you sit. You might want to make sure you wipe stuff down because, yeah, that was the only, like, setback. But they had, even though it was evening time and it's kind of chilly here in Southern California, but they had nice patio heaters and all that stuff. So the meetup was fantastic.
It is. As we were recording this at about 6 o'clock on Tuesday, like Teresa said, Tuesday the 2nd, it is 62 degrees according to my watch right now. And there's a little bit of a breeze. So the breeze makes
it's overcast.
Yeah. But I will say, it has been perfect, in my opinion, theme park weather.
It is.
Because it's been just a little chilly, but you want that when you're going to be walking around and standing in line, the sun's blaring. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really great. Downtown Disney, we went on our first day on Sunday, which was a long day for us. We got up, what did you say, the equivalent of like 1 a.m.?
Yeah, it was 1:30 California time when we got up to get ready to then make it over to the airport to catch our plane. So we had a very long day Sunday, but it was worthwhile.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Plane went fine. We got here. We flew into Long Beach for the first time, which Long Beach was fun.
I checked a bucket list off,
which Teresa probably thought was weird. I have always wanted to exit a plane not through the jetway and actually off like some sort of staircase. And that is Long Beach for you if you've never flown into Long Beach. It was a little bit further away than Santa Ana. But it was enjoyable. It was really nice. Yeah. Some of it's like outdoors. Yeah. It's very Southern California.
Yeah, it was really nice. After that, we went and checked into our hotel over at the Howard Johnson because you all know how much we love staying at the Hojo.
By the way, the manager that checked us in, super friendly.
Yes, very
chatted
friendly.
With us for quite a while.
Very fun. Yes, we enjoyed speaking with him. And he created some magic for us because by some miracle, they had a room already available for us, even though
was
we
this
were
like
there.
10:30 a.m. or something?
We were there very, very early. We were not expecting a room to. We were just expecting to drop our luggage off and just kind of hang out around Downtown Disney. But somehow there was a room, so that was an unexpected, very pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
So we were able to kind of wind down, shower, get settled in before we then headed off to lunch at, of course, our favorite place outside of the parks, Blaze.
Yeah, which is great as always. So I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but something I just want to say real quick was I always get, they have roasted garlic, and I always tell the people to put an unhealthy amount of garlic on there. And usually they do a pretty good job. This guy was like a whole fistful of roasted garlic, and it was amazing.
After Blaze, we walked over to Downtown Disney, kind of just did some shopping, walked through World of Disney. I was overwhelmed.
So much new merchandise.
So much new merchandise, yes. So much, and good. Good new merchandise. I feel like we've been talking about merch a lot more than we normally or had been in the past because there's just so much good stuff. So it makes it really hard to figure out what you want to pick up. My favorite stuff that I've seen thus far is the Eras collection that has all sorts of kind of old school Walt Disney Studios stuff that I'm very, very excited about. And I'm trying to figure out how I can fit in my little suitcase to bring home.
One of the things that I saw that I really enjoyed from the merchandise was, but I'm not going to buy for me, but they have this Mando helmet, which I think is really cool. Also, I've seen a lot of people walk around with it. I don't think they sell it at the resort here, but they had a shoulder hey-hey, which I'm on the lookout for.
I feel like they did sell it. They probably sold out because it's hey-hey,
yeah.
And he's amazing.
But they have a shoulder tuk-tuk.
Oh, they have a shoulder tuk-tuk. There was a shoulder Sebastian. There was a shoulder Alebrije. I thought that was great.
Well, you wanted me to get the Alebrije one since they didn't have Hey, but yeah, so that was great. We did our live streams. We did one live stream. We just kind of hung out by the Star Wars trading post. And then for...
That was our supporter hangout.
And then for our stream, we actually went and hung out in the Grand Californian for a little bit and checked out the cool food display. We always love the food displays.
We were very proud of ourselves. For those of you that watched the live stream, we found 4 of the 5 hidden Mickeys during the live stream. When we walked through the lobby to leave the Grand Californian, we found the 5th.
So you found the 5th.
All 5 hidden Mickeys have been found. They were hidden really well.
Yeah.
We also enjoyed a Wookiee cookie during the live stream. And that is actually found at the treat.
The holiday cart.
Yeah, it's like the holiday cart in the Grand Californian lobby. On a scale of 5, I'd probably give it like a 3. It was good. It was a cookie.
I concur with that.
It was like a really good chocolate chip cookie. If I had like milk, it would have been perfect. And there was a Nutella filling in the center of it. But it was $9. I don't think it was worth $9. But it wasn't bad either. So yeah. It was kind of middle of the road. I wouldn't get it again.
I don't think it was worth $9. It was pretty good. Like you said, milk would have been nice with it. But it was something neat and
original. Fun.
So we finished up that. And then what did we do? We went and kind of...
We had dinner.
Yep.
And then we had our meetup. And then we went to bed. We tried to go to bed early since we were up so late. So that we could hit the ground running for our first day in the parks.
Which we got surprised, or at least I did anyway. Because usually when we arrive at the parks, there's at least some type of line for security. But both mornings now, we're on our second day. We didn't really wait hardly at all in any line for security. And we got into the park pretty quick.
Yeah. The crowd levels have been really, really nice in the morning. Even now as we're sitting here, it's 6 p.m. We're sitting on Hollywood Boulevard. The trolley's going up and down with no problems. It's been a really magical, really enjoyable trip. Yesterday was our first day at Disneyland. The plan was to rope drop, go to the left, go hit up Indy, because we needed to see all these updated and refreshed effects with our own eyes. But of course, we get over there and it is closed. So we decided to take a trip on the Jungle Cruise instead. And then as soon as we got off, Indy was up.
We had Carl.
Yes.
We had
Skipper Carl.
We've had him before.
I think we had him in December. He was amazing.
He was amazing. He really buys into the deadpan of the Jungle Cruise, and it was great. But like Teresa said, go ahead.
So many jokes that you haven't heard. Like he sprinkles in ones that you've heard if you're a frequent traveler of Jungle Navigation Company that you've heard. But he's got so many above and beyond that. He's constantly, the entire time, he's constantly telling jokes.
Yeah.
It's great.
So we came out and Indy had reopened. By the way, that's a red car trolley in the background if you heard that ding ding. We got to go on it. We waited almost no time. Mm-hmm. And every effect was working for us. The boulder room at the end, the new effects were working great. The snake was working.
The new projection.
It was great.
I really liked the new, this is going to sound really silly, but it's a scene where the first scene you see Indy where he's trying to like close the door. This is a weird thing, and it kind of always bothered me. It was kind of like a draped fabric that kind of was blowing in the wind was what was behind the door. There's like a screen or projection behind there now. It looks so much better.
I forgot
so much more polished.
To mention that, yeah. It looks way better. Now, one of the things that had been sad the last couple times we had ridden Indy was I kind of stopped wanting to ride it because I was very sad at the state it had become, and I was so happy that it was back to a fully functioning state. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but today we rode Radiator Springs Racers, and it was the same thing. Everything worked.
I was going to say, it's not just Indy. Everything that we've worked that's been needing a little bit extra TLC,
Pirates too,
is working. Everything that we've noticed, there hasn't been anything like super obvious, like anything that's kind of out of the normal. Because, of course, like Small World, there's always going to be maybe a doll that's getting worked on and switched out.
Well, there's
always like little things, but all of the big major things that kind of make the attraction what the attraction is have been working, which is just wild.
It's been a really great, from that standpoint, it's been an amazing trip for us to have all of that. So, of course, after we got off of Indy, we went over and were able to get on Pirates. We kind of just kept the west side yep. flowing. Again, pirates, everything was working really wonderfully. We went over to the Haunted Mansion after that, mm-hmm. and we were able to get right on that, and that was a great experience.
Basically, to sum it up, the only attractions we did not ride in Disneyland our first day was Splash Mountain, Winnie the Pooh, and Fantasyland. The only thing we did in Fantasyland was Small World. But other than that...
We didn't ride the subs or the monorail.
Or the subs or the monorail. But other than that, everything
we did
that was
hit
open,
everything, didn't we?
We hit.
And no train.
No train either. But, I mean, talk about a successful first
park. Yeah, we did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which was wonderful.
Oh, come on. Can we... Okay, let's talk about Toontown.
Yes.
So, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to tell everybody about it anyway. So,
no, I think this makes it better.
We were going into Toontown, and we had stopped. We were waiting a couple of weekly tiers. We're going to meet up and head into Toontown with us. So I was taking that moment to actually post an update to show off where I had hidden one of our little giveaway pins. So, but I wasn't fast enough. They got over to us. So I was doing the thing you don't do in Disneyland. I was looking at my phone, finishing up the post before I could post it. I had, I think Vern or Tag or Jay, somebody was in front of me. So I kept like them in my peripheral and like was right behind them to make sure I didn't bump into anybody. I was basically into Toontown before I finally looked up from my phone. Vern laughed at me so hard. You were like, I was following Vern because you were far enough up.
Yep.
Because I just like stopped and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like it blew me away. It looks so good. You want to talk about effects working? All of the fun little like
gags
are working. Oh, it looks so good. Like I want to be in Toontown now. So fun.
I kept asking everybody in our group. I said, when did you ever think that you would say that Toontown was packed or someplace you wanted to be again? And it is. Now, things that I observed that I thought was amazing. First of all, the grass area where people could sit, amazing. Mm-hmm. All the effects, like Teresa said, amazing. Mm-hmm. The old Jolly Trolley barn, they've opened up and stroller parking.
Brilliant.
Which,
brilliant,
wow.
Brilliant.
Roger Rabbit was great. We went on that a little bit later, but Roger Rabbit was great. The El Capitan looks amazing. The queue is so
it's incredible,
huge, and so many details.
I was sad that like the line was moving as well as it was because there was just so much to look at.
When do you think you'd ever complain about the line moving well?
I know. It just gives me another reason to go back, though, right?
There were a ton of details in there. It was done beautifully. Now, we've seen a lot of things online.
Tons of little effects,
people, you know, breaking off parts.
Yeah.
But all of that was fixed. They've been really on top of it. Even some of the stuff we've seen about the Dreaming Tree and some of the branches
right,
and stuff, like all of that looked really mm-hmm, good. Mm-hmm. Teresa actually went and rode the slide.
I did. I went in Goofy's How to Play yard. We were being big kids at heart and playing around. And yes, I even went down one of the slides. It was very fun. It is much louder when an adult goes down that slide than the children. But other than
right.
that, very, very fun. So, and you know what? Nobody even gave me like a weird look for doing it.
No.
They just knew I was having fun. But so good. It's so bright and so vibrant. The colors are popping. It's Toontastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a really amazing job. And I can definitely see Toontown being a place that I'd go to kind of relax even mm-hmm. because there's so many places to sit. There's some grass areas. There were a lot of people just kind of laying there. It was doing exactly what it should have done. All the kids were playing and having a great time mm-hmm. and everything. And so it really, really, they did a top-notch, amazing job. Hats off to all the Imagineers worked on it. Of course, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was amazing. We had been on it out in Florida. The difference, though, was we went during the height of COVID, and they didn't have the pre-show. So we get to see the pre-show for the first time. And I'm not going to give anything away, but the pre-show is awesome.
The pre-show is very, very good. The other thing, too, that we've just really been fortunate with is dining. I don't know how the Disney powers that be, the Disney winds are smiling upon us this trip because Tag was able to snag last minute reservations for us for Blue Bayou last night. So we ate at Blue Bayou. Haven't been to Blue Bayou in a really very long time.
And it was a little sad because there wasn't a Fantasmic dining package for us to do because Fantasmic, of course, is not running.
Yes. The other thing, too, to update on that is the scrims are still up around the stage area. So they are still working and trying to figure stuff out. Still nothing that we've seen as far as any sort of official statement from Disney as to what happened. So I'm going to assume they're still investigating and still trying to figure out how to put Murphy to rest. So, yeah. So that was sad to see that. That was honestly, I had to stop walking because I was kind of hoping the scrims would be gone when we were here, just so that I wouldn't
pretend
have to
it didn't
be,
happen.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have to like think about it. But as soon as we walked around, I saw that up. It just, you know, my heart sunk. So hopefully, maybe soon they'll be able to figure out and get things at least back to where they could operate in B mode for it. It won't be during our trip, I don't think. But yeah, so.
The
more to come on that.
The Adventureland Treehouse is coming along nicely.
I'm
a lot of the stuff
they
is down.
The scrims down for that. You can see a ton of that.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming along nicely. Obviously, it looks like they still need to install the water feature, and there's some other things that need to be done. But it was nice to see some progress on that. It's not just a wall of scrims.
Yes, exactly.
In the way.
Oh, but back to dining. So Blue Bayou, fantastic. I was really happy.
It was so funny because James and Vern got one dish, the same dish.
They did.
And Teresa and I got the same dish, so it's kind of funny.
And even more embarrassing, we got the exact same drink, so we were real excited. We did get different desserts, though. Tag and I both enjoyed the filet. Oh, we enjoyed the filet.
Melt in your mouth. The
so
mashed potatoes with it were kind of spicy.
There was a little kick to those mashed potatoes.
So I kind of used it as like a horseradish on my steak, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. The honeyed carrots were really good. James doesn't usually eat seafood, but he had the tuna and said it was really good.
Yep, it was the catch of the day is what James and Vern got. And it was, seared tuna with some sort of pineapple poblano or pineapple serrano. So I don't remember what it was. Pineapple, either
something.
Serrano or pepper sauce. I had a bite, and I'm not a fish person either, but that sauce was very, very yummy. And then today, we just happened to score last-minute dining reservations for Lamplight. So,
which, by the way, shout-out to Amy.
Yes, shout-out to our amazing server, Amy.
Who was really funny, because Teresa, halfway through our sitting there, they were having some slight problems in the kitchen, so our food took a little bit to come out.
Which was fine. We were
totally
enjoying
fine.
Just sitting and relaxing. And
getting off our feet.
And just sipping our drinks. It was, it was totally fine.
But Teresa, it dawned on her that she knew this person, our server, Amy, from when you were here for your honeymoon, your wedding, I should say.
She was our server when I came here with my family. When Vern and I were here with our family and dined at Lamplight, she was our waitress for the evening that time. And so I just remember because she made a little magical moment for us when we were here for celebrating our wedding, and it was like the day after we got married, so I don't know if I told her that at the time, but it was like the day after I got married, so I was just so touched that she created this magical moment. And it was cool because we told her about it, and I had a picture of she had written a little congratulations and thank you inside of our receipt folder. They were doing paper folders still at that point. They didn't have the leather binders back. And I took a picture of that because it was just such a special memory for us. And so we very awkward, is this your handwriting? And it was. So it was really cool.
Yeah,
so,
she was great. We wrote a cast compliment for her. I talked to the manager because she just really kind of made our meal.
She did. Even though we had to wait, she made it feel like we didn't have to wait and was just exceptional. Kept checking in on us, kept making sure our drinks were filled up, even though, things were taking a little bit longer than normal. It was totally fine, and she was just, just so kind and so nice.
The only negative, if I had a negative about her, was that she had to give me the unfortunate news that I missed the cookies and cream donuts by one day.
Yeah.
And we were over here for a little bit yesterday, and I could have come and got them if I would have had a reservation, I guess.
But we did have the currant donuts, which is a...
like a hazelnut something.
Yeah, it's like a Ferrero Rocher donut. So it was chocolate and hazelnut.
Those were good.
It was a nice end to our meal. Let's talk about the food. I had there's a pork belly bao bun that just started, seasonal menu item that just went on today. Hands down. Oh my gosh. The sauce on it, the tenderness of the pork belly, the bao buns were just so fluffy and so... incredible. So, so good. So if you're coming here anytime soon, can't recommend those bao buns enough.
I had something called the SLT, which is like the salmon, lettuce, and tomato. It was like a burger. And the fries were amazing. The sandwich, they had an aioli on it. It was really, really good. Overall, amazing meal. James had the lamb chop or the pork chop.
Pork chop.
They had a pork chop that was really good. It was a little spicy. Yeah, El Pastor pork chop that he really enjoyed. And then what was the other thing you guys got?
And then we got what usually is the lobster nachos, but we substituted and got chicken and steak on the nachos instead. So Vern and I shared the nachos and the bao. Amazing. So, so good. And, of course, I had to get a 23-19 because, well,
We both got a 2319.
So it's such, like, when you read the description, it's kind of like, huh? But it works. It's like a strawberry slushy with a splash of Coke in it.
It's good.
It's so good. And there's like, there's some, I can't remember what, no, I feel like I should probably look at my phone before we say what it is wrong. The 2319 is a frozen mocktail made with strawberry puree, cream of coconut, and pineapple juice topped with a little bit of Coca-Cola. So yeah, like listening to the combo, it all sounds great. And then you get to the Coca-Cola and you're like, huh? But it works.
If you told me there was Coca-Cola in it, which you did, and I read it, I would not have believed you because I didn't see it. But together, the flavor works really well. So we try to think of all the other stuff we do.
And the bao is called Kung Pao Bao. So yummy. So yummy.
So also at Disneyland yesterday, we went and saw the Bruno projection show again. Great as always. And Wondrous Journeys. And Magic Happens.
We did.
And both of those shows were things that we had not seen before.
Yes.
What did you think?
I really, 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 really liked Magic Happens. Like, really liked Magic Happens. Can't wait to go see it again. Wondrous Journeys, I think, I don't know. I think I'm going to hold off figuring out what I feel about it until we see it, like, with the castle. Sure. I think seeing it on the castle and Main Street different than watching it on Small World. I really enjoyed it, but nothing against the show itself. It was just kind of a weird place for us because we were sitting, but then people kept kind of getting up and standing in front of us. So it was kind of like, we didn't have the best view, I guess would be a good way of saying it.
So
I wasn't able to enjoy it as fully as I think we will later in the week.
Magic Happens. I didn't know what to expect. I actually didn't come in with any expectations.
You hadn't even seen a video of Magic Happens.
No, which is weird for me, right?
It is very.
I had seen clips, but I'd never seen the whole show or heard really a lot of the music. Now, they did play some music at D23, but that was years ago at this point, so I had already forgotten. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. I thought the floats were nice. I do want to see it at night. I think it would really shine at night.
Yes.
All of the cast members that were involved in the performers did it just sort of really amazing, as always with the parades and stuff, did a really amazing job. Now, Wondrous Journeys, I really liked Wondrous Journeys. I liked the music a lot. I liked the projections. I liked the way they weaved in all of the different music together and it didn't feel kind of a mashup.
There was at one point that they layered three different Disney songs, animated. I think they're all animated Disney songs on top of each other. And it was one of those, as soon as you realize what was happening, you're like, what are they doing? Oh my gosh, this works. Like it.
Right.
And that's,
on paper,
that's
towards, it shouldn't work, but
it's towards the middle of the show. It's very, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it again. Because like I said, it was just, for me, it was a little weird because we were able to kind of be seated, but standing and then kind of having to look through. It was just, not the best. And I get a little like dug from up with
Squirrel.
These things anyways, because there's a lot going on. So I feel like I didn't really get to see all of it because there's just so much going on. So I need to see it again.
I think, I haven't seen it on Main Street, and I haven't seen it with fireworks. But hold yourself. I think Wondrous Journeys is my second favorite fireworks show after Remember Dreams Come True.
If you're going to... I can hold myself, because I thought you were going to say your favorite. And I was
no,
like,
but
what?
Second, that's a big deal, though.
Well, what was second?
That's a good question. The 60th anniversary show was really good.
Okay.
But I think... No, I think that this... And I would even say it's very close to first, even. Like, I really enjoyed it that much. And we'll see how good it is when we see it on Main Street and we see it with fireworks. Mm-hmm. And we're crossing our fingers because we are here Friday. Friday's our last day in the parks. And Friday, because it's a weekend, is supposed to have fireworks.
That's the one and only time it
However, Sunday, there were some Weekly Tears here who were trying to see it Sunday night and they canceled because of the wind.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed that we get fireworks on Friday. And then in DCA today... What have we done? I'm trying to think.
So DC, we've had a little bit different of a day today. We haven't been as go as we were yesterday. So we've ridden, let's see, we rode
Radiator Springs, which everything was working. It was wonderful.
Everything was working, and we rope dropped it, even though it was closed right at rope drop. We got somehow just happened to kind of be lingering in the area, and it reopened, so we had like no wait for Radiator Springs, which was awesome. What else have we ridden? We've kind of ridden some.
We were at Soarin' Over the World or Around
Soarin'.
The World.
We played around in the Red Creek Challenge Trail.
Yep.
Which was super fun.
James made fun of me because I jumped around on the thing like a small child.
We both
did. You did too, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. But what else did we do? Oh, we did the Golden Zephyr. That was the first time I'd ever ridden the Golden Zephyr.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, the Emotional Whirlwind.
We did a lot of stuff that we don't normally do.
We did Tomaters. We did a lot of, yeah. And yeah, a we lot just of fun kind stuff. Of have been taking our time between everything, too.
We also ate a lot.
Producers, the James and Vern are currently going and riding. What are they riding right now?
They said Incredicoaster and maybe the Pal Around.
Yep, yep. So they're doing for sure the Incredicoaster. They did Guardians last night while Tag and I went over and rode Monsters Inc. It was, I don't even remember why we didn't do Guardians, but anyways.
Because we had eaten and we didn't want to go ride Guardians after we ate.
Yep. So we did Monsters and Guardians last night. So yeah, I feel like it's been a really great day today too. So even though, you know, we've taken time to do like things like the Animation Academy, which again, we just finished with, and we got to draw Grogu, and I didn't get to see yours. You packed yours up before I could even see it.
I will say the cast member who was leading the drawing session, she was amazing.
She did a really good job.
She was super talkative. There was a couple times where she kind of was drawing stuff but not saying it, I was looking at my paper.
You're like, wait a minute.
And then I look up and I'm like, oh, he has ears now. Like,
quick.
Yeah. But she was really great. Also, one thing I've really, really enjoyed this trip is with the Disney 100, all of the cast members their names, but then under their names, where it normally has like where they're from or something like that, they have their favorite character. Now, there's been some, we've heard from different cast members that some of them had a different character, then they've lost their name tag, and then they like Disney changed the characters they could choose from, so they had characters. It's complicated. But anyway, I've been making a point to every cast member I see to see what the character is. And it can be hard. It's tinier print. Mm-hmm. But we've seen quite a bit. What's your most favorite or most like unique one that you think you've seen?
IG-11 was the most unique.
You saw an IG-11,
isn't that what? No,
K2SO.
That's what it was. K2SO is the one that I saw.
Yep. From Rogue One.
From Rogue One, that was the most unique.
Grogu.
Yes, we saw Grogu.
An Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, our animator, hers was Lady from Lady and the Tramp. That was Jiminy Cricket.
I yelled
at
her saying, "What's your character?" Because I've been so excited about this.
The thing that's cool too is it's been such a good. I feel like it's a better, and this is the whole purpose, right? It's a better conversation starter with the cast members than the like cities that they had. So I'd be curious, and we'll see. We'll find out in the future, right? Do you think they're going to keep? I think they're going to keep the characters.
I think it's great.
The cities. I think the cities are interesting. You know where they're from is interesting, but there's a cool like connection that you can make with these people talking about the characters, or like you're talking to a security guard. His was Scar, but he was actually saying if he could have chosen any characters, he would have chosen. It was Sergeant Tibbs was the one that he really wanted to choose, and Tag's like, "Who's Sergeant Tibbs?"
You know what's funny? One of the cast members at Lamplight had Sergeant Tibbs.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yes.
You can't tell the security guard that. Right. He's going to be very sad.
But he was saying that they keep changing the list, so I think that's probably what happened to him.
Oh, that could be.
Was when he chose, they probably wasn't
didn't
on the
have
list.
It on there.
By the way, if you see a cast member with Mickey, it's possible they chose Mickey, but it's also the default. Like,
yeah, so Mickey's our,
like Amy said that she didn't pick quick enough, and so she got Mickey Mouse by default.
Yeah, but who did she say she... Who did she tell us she would have chosen?
What did she say that she would have chosen?
She told us who she would have chosen. Now I don't remember. Because then she was asking us who we would choose.
Who would you choose?
I said... We had to do a spur of the moment, so she wasn't letting me overthink. I said Wally. You said...
Wally's cute. K2SO, probably.
No, you didn't say K2SO. You said Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Yes, Obi-Wan. We did see an Obi-Wan as well.
We did.
In fact, as we left Lamplight, there was a guy that had an Obi-Wan. So I like it. I think it'll get them to show their personality, like you were saying.
We talked to somebody in guest services. Hers was Roz. That was good.
She did the voice,
and
even.
She did the voice for Roz. It was great. So, anyways, you guys are if you come and the character is please. It has been so fun. Take a moment out of your busy day to just kind of look at the cast members' name tags and start a conversation, or just like, oh, that's so cool that you picked Roz, or you know, I love Roz, or whatever, because. Every time we've done that, the cast members have just, it brings like a smile to their face.
Yes.
And like I said, it starts a really great conversation with them. So it's been super, super fun. Highly recommend.
So a couple things I think we should do some show follow-up with is one of the things we talked about at length when the Disney 100 started was the decorations.
Mm, yeah.
And so I would like to say, first off, positives. Everything's purple, which is, I'm in heaven because I love purple. A lot of the banners and stuff down Main Street, that royal purple they have, amazing. All the banners we're looking at right now with the movies and stuff listed on them, amazing. The name tags we've already talked about, also really awesome. The medallions.
The medallions are a little disappointing. I was hoping that they were going to look better in sunlight, and some of them do. The big one here at DCA, when the sun's hitting it, you do see the iridescent, but all of the small ones just kind of are like a flat silver. Yeah. They're not iridescent-y.
And the monorail wrap looks just as amazing in person as it does on video.
The monorail, it looks sunshine 100%, because when we were here, and it was yesterday, and we were seeing it in like
overcast.
The cloudy overcast, not as good. The sunshine, it just like, it sings. It's just like, oh, so good. So good. We haven't spent too much time in front of the castle, but from what I can see of castle decorations, I'm a little, my favorite part is still the fountains. 100% my favorite part is still the fountains. I'm a little
underwhelmed,
I guess would be a good way of saying it, for the rest of it, but maybe it was intentional. Maybe when we get to see the Wondersterny show projected on the castle, maybe there's something different about it because of that. Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah. So, couple things for the next episode. So, this is for this week because we're going to still be in the parks when this is posted on Wednesday. We've got Star Wars Night still coming up on the 4th. We're very, very excited because tonight actually is the first Star Wars Night. And there is a bunch of people walking around with lightsabers and kind of some costumes, cloaks.
To go on that, we just, again, with our animation class that we just got out of, Grogu, I mean, super popular character, right? But I think the combination of that with Star Wars Night, it was a full animation class. I've never been
not a single empty
in
seat.
A full animation class before.
Me
that
either.
Was amazing.
Yeah, so that's obviously the main thing. Like I said, a lot of people wearing Star Wars stuff. There's kind of like a cool, like, nerdy buzz in the air about Star Wars. I don't know. I'm really excited to go in
Star
a couple
Wars
nights.
Star Wars is just top of mind.
We also have, I'm not going to tell you specifically what it is, but we have a really cool opportunity that we're going to talk about.
Surprise.
That we're going to talk about next week. And in fact, if you're following
an
us on social
surprise.
Media, you'll probably already know it because I'm sure we're going to post about it.
If you're not following us on social media, you're going to want to because we've got, like, jam-packed, amazing magic coming your way.
Yeah.
I'm like getting goosebumps right now. Just thinking, we gotta stop talking about it because otherwise I'm gonna say it.
It's gonna be really cool. I think you guys are gonna be excited to hear about
very
it.
Very incredible.
Again, if you're following our social media, look out on Instagram because we're gonna have some stuff posted there so you can find out early. But so it's gonna be a really cool experience. Again, meeting up with Weekly Tears has been a highlight for us. It's really nice to meet some of you guys.
We bumped into a couple people in the parks. They stopped us and said hello, which we love. We absolutely love. Stopping and chatting. And we have, if you don't know us, if you haven't met us in person yet or haven't seen us in the parks, one of the fun things that we like to do, of course, yes, chat, do, you know, that fun stuff. But we also have a fun button that we give to every weekly tier that meets us in person. It doesn't matter if you meet us at the meetup or if you see us in the park or if maybe you've spotted us at D23. We always carry these special official weekly tier buttons with us. And the only way to get one of these buttons is to
meet us
in person. So we feel very fortunate. And if you ever see anyone wearing one of these buttons or has one of these buttons, that's how you get the button is you get to by meeting us in person. So if you see us, please don't ever feel shy or like you can't say hello. We want you to say hello and we want to give a little gift to you as well.
Yeah, we were sitting outside the Web Slinger store today and we were waiting for James and Vern to get done looking at something. And there was this family sitting right next to us. And they're like, Tegan Teresa from DL Weekly? We're like, yes. They're like, oh, we listen.
It was so cool.
And in fact, they had seen us earlier, but they didn't want to like come bother us, they said. I think it was part of this.
Not a bother at all.
Yeah, not a bother at all. Always come say hi. Like I said, we met so many new people at the meetup this time. It was great meeting all you guys. Some of you guys traveled just to come meet us, and that was amazing.
It's one of those things that it's like a pinch. Like, it's incredible. And I still can't wrap. We've been doing this for almost 6 years. I still cannot wrap my head around it that so many people enjoy what we're doing. And it's just, it's amazing. It's not, you know, we just do this because we love it. Just like all of you guys love Disneyland, love the history, love the parks. And so this has never felt like work for us. So it's just incredible that people I don't know. I just think so enjoy incredible it and support that us people and everything. Enjoy it, support us, listen, all that, you know, follow on it, you know, whatever, all the stuff. It's just, it's incredible. And we're just so grateful and we're just so thankful for all of you.
Yeah. Now, a couple things I want to point out. First of all, easy stuff. If you do want to support us, one of the ways you can do so is you can write a review on your podcast app of choice. Anywhere you can leave a review, we'd love to see.
Yeah.
We love getting reviews and reading them. I always get excited when I see there's a new review because I do check it every other day or so. And I love seeing reviews and good and bad, to be honest with you. We just like hearing feedback. On social media, we love hearing from you guys. Teresa yes. answers tons of messages on social media, on Instagram,
so fun.
Facebook. So never be afraid to put it in a comment or send us a direct message. We love hearing from you guys.
Read them all.
If you want to financially support us, like as a one-time, you can buy us a churro, which you can do at dlweekly.net/churro. And you can do that in a bunch of different amounts. Or if you want to support us long-term, you can do so on Patreon at dlweekly.net/support. And you get access to our Discord chat. We send you out some swag. Teresa handwrites a nice card. And I sign it, so she does all the work for it. But she puts a lot of effort into that. And so, yeah, so you get all that cool stuff. And then as you stay our supporter every year, we have an anniversary gift. So you get extra stuff every year, depending on how long you've been a supporter. So there's all this cool stuff that we do. And again, we love seeing you in the parks. And if you can't do any of that stuff, thank you for
honestly,
at least listening.
Listening is supporting us. Because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't still be doing this if nobody was listening to
us.
We would just be two Disney nerds talking in a studio to each other. So it's just incredible to think that, like, our conversation between the two of us gets, like, listened to so many different people and enjoyed by so many people. It's just so cool.
And also I want to point out, Vern and James are very excited and happy, and they feel very thankful that when they've done some Instagram updates for us during this trip, because they try to come out at least one trip a year with us. Mm-hmm. They really appreciate the positivity that you guys show to them on those posts and sending in trivia every week and everything like that. So, yeah, if you've done any of that stuff, it's really appreciated.
Yeah.
They went to go do stuff because they didn't want to sit here and listen to us podcast for an hour because they're in Disneyland. They want to go enjoy it. So,
but
they really appreciate it. And it's so great to be here all together in the parks. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Vern has written down notes for trivia.
I'm nervous. He was taking all sorts of photos in different queues. And I'm like, oh no. These are going to become very specific trivia questions.
There might be a return of what queue am I in?
Could be.
So.
No, this was like Easter eggs and queues.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Next week's episode is going to be all about our Star Wars night trip. And also, we forgot to mention, we're going to Disney Anna this weekend. And so we're going to talk
There's
about our
much
experience
this
at the
trip.
Disney Anna event this weekend. So next week is going to be all about Star Wars night, all about our time at the Disney Anna event. The following week will be our big surprise announcements. I know, I feel so bad that we're making you wait an extra week, but we felt that the Star Wars night and Disney Anna event were a little bit more time sensitive than our big thing. But social media, be on social media for sure.
So the other thing coming out this month is if you are a supporter at the cast member level or above, you get access to a bonus episode every month. And this month's bonus episode, we actually, on our very last day, we had a little bit of extra time. So we're actually going to go over to Knott's Berry Farm.
We are.
Which haven't been forever.
And it's my first time ever.
We went there for the Boysenberry Fest, but that's it.
My first time experiencing Knott's in all of Knott's glory.
I'm really excited to ride like the Calico Mine Train and walk
Someone
more
told
around.
Me that the log flume ride might be closed.
Yeah.
So we might not be able to experience that. But we'll experience everything that we can, except those big, terrifying rides.
Producer James is going
My feet are going to be firmly on the ground.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time, though.
Ghost Town and all that. Yeah. So we're excited.
Yeah. So we'll talk all about that on the bonus episode. So if you're interested in that, that'll be coming out later this month or later. Yeah. This month. We're in May now, officially. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone. We will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information. But until then,
we are going to go out and enjoy the parks.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us, and we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where OneTravel comes in. With OneTravel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip, Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.